So we know that a drug has been approved, and as well, maybe, Tim, any thoughts about cabozantinib, any experience with it?
So number one is, you know, we're very happy that we have now second-line options. I mean, you know, you mentioned this in the beginning, and cabozantinib is certainly a good option for our patients. You know, let me come back a little bit to the fatigue issue that we just discussed, because, you know, obviously, when we will discuss second-line treatment options, they're actually being driven by side effects mainly because we can't compare them head-to-head, but, you know, that's what we often do. I personally have a lot of problems with fatigue because our cirrhotic patients, they already have fatigue to begin with. On top of that, they have a malignant disease, become fatigue, and now the treatment. So if you ask me if a patient actually becomes fatigued from a treatment, I think it's sometimes very, very difficult to say, and we only know in the end when we actually terminate the treatment and then they may get better. But coming back to, you know, the cabozantinib, you know, it's an excellent second-line option. I think the data that we have speaks for itself. And from what I've seen so far, it's relatively well tolerated.
Ghassan, can you talk about the main findings of the Celestial trial?
So one more time, this trial, same like the others that we have looked at, HCC not amenable to curative treatment, Child-Pugh A, prior sorafenib was required because at that time this was the only choice anyway. Disease progression after more than one treatment was allowed. However, the maximum was two prior treatments. One of them should be sorafenib, of course. Performance status 0-1, and no uncontrolled hypertension. And these patients were randomized to the cabozantinib versus placebo. Overall survival was 10.2 months for the cabozantinib versus 8 months for the placebo, clinically and statistically significant. And if we were to further extend to the prior sorafenib patients who received only sorafenib, the mean survival was again same thing, 11.3 months and 7.2 for the placebo. And we had some work that we presented at GI ESCO in regard to the correlation between reduction in alpha fetoprotein and outcome. We showed that if a patient had a more than equal 20% reduction in the alpha fetoprotein, the median survival can jump all the way to 16 plus months.